The whole objective of eradicating prejudice, as opposed to correcting and criticizing it, should be repudiated as a fool's errand. Even though the German Nazis preached the unity of the folk and spoke out against the old divisions of class and education, the leaders operated in an entirely different manner. In reality, the Third Reich was a network of rival leaders, each with his own followers and his own patronage, noted George Moss in his book, Nazi Culture. Hitler kept them competing against one another, and in this way was able to control the whole leadership structure. Likewise, the globalist rulers of America pit bureaucrats, politicians, academics, corporate leaders, and the public against one another in an agenda of divide and conquer. They maintain control in a society fragmented by combative ideologies and philosophies, as well as competing corporate interests. In today's America, it seems the only common denominator is consumerism and debt. Because of their loss of control over Hitler, the globalists learned well the dangers of allowing any one individual to gain the power over masses of people. Consequently, there has not been one prominent figure in recent American history who has commanded the popular respect and esteem of a majority of the population. Even the assassinated President John F. Kennedy, beloved by so many, never held popular goodwill to the extent of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Since World War II, no national leader has gained the stature of Roosevelt, Churchill, or Hitler. Hitler's world has gone forever. But many of the basic attitudes and prejudices which went into his worldview are still with us, waiting to be actualized, to be directed into a new mass consciousness, prophesied Professor Moss from the relatively naive year of 1966. Ladislas Farrago, author of Aftermath, Martin Bormann and the Fourth Reich, wrote, "The despicable forces loosed by the Third Reich are not expunged, although, like some virulent virus, they may have changed to other forms and be difficult to identify. They remain malignant and as potentially dangerous as before." In his 1997 book, The Beast Reawakens, Martin Lee wrote, "Fascism is on the march again. Unchecked corporate power has, to a significant degree, stultified the democratic process, and fascist groups in Europe and the United States feed upon this malaise.